is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bet!
Nathaniel Lundy, it is indeed another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5. And of course, the party bus has already arrived. Let's hop aboard that honk honk plus bus and throw back a few buzzy beverages, all plus money all the time. Thursday night football, we got Giants and Eagles. Oh, what do you like at plus odds, whether in that game or maybe going to drop the puck and make some bucks? What do you got, Lundy?
Well, we got the Avs home opener tonight, Brad. And so I have the Colorado Avalanche and hockey on my mind. I just want to say the other reason that hockey is on my mind is because so far they've played for two nights. And I'm 8-2 and we're up about 10 units.
Yeah, baby.
I just want to, you know, I mean, hockey, and you guys wonder why I get so excited when hockey season comes back. Opening night, we were 2-1. Last night, we went 6-1 on our picks, including a very, very sexy thanks for the boost DK, 3.44 unit payout on one particular parlay. So, Brad, let's go back to the well for this evening. Let's do a nice, simple two-leg money line. I just told you my Colorado Avalanche will get the season started at Ball Arena tonight right here in Denver. They do that against the newly named Utah Mammoth. So Utah will be in town. The Avs should be able to take care of business coming off of the victory that they had on the opening evening on Wednesday night in LA against the Kings. Looked very dominant once they shook the rust loose over the first 7 minutes or so. So give me Colorado on the money line, and then give me also the Vancouver Canucks. We always like to have some fun with our Canadian friends, and we will do that with Canada, as a matter of fact, because I think they are poised, take care of business at home. Nice and simple for them to be able to do that, and fully expect that because of the favor they are getting on the schedule this evening, that this is the bet that you're going to want to make. What do I mean by that? Well, they're taking on Calgary, and Calgary is likely to have a backup netminder taking care of business between the pipes. So take Vancouver on the money line, take Colorado on the money line. It will be a plus 129 for you. If you want to give yourself a little bit of extra juice, you can also take Colorado on the 60-minute line this evening, as in no OT. That's going to get you some extra boost, but I'll stick with the simple two-legger.
Oh, spoiled opportunity for Utah. Instead of the Mammoth, they should have been the Yeti. I know that was in contention, and the logo and merchandise possibilities were off the charts. All right, I'm going to go Thursday Night Football, slug back a gallon of Mas Tequila, and I'm going to play a little same game parlay. Give me It Hurts So Good. Come out, Jalen, make it hurt so good. Anytime touchdown, give me a tush push and fall across the chalk, and we hit on leg numero uno. And then let's not correlate, not synergize, and I bring it all together. I'll go with the New York Giants on the alt line at plus 17.5. I'm all about confusing the algorithm to go ahead and spike that juice, which you achieve at plus 130 on that simple two-leg SGP there at BetMGM. You look at the New York Giants, they're number 30 in rush EPA defense this season, so they've been gashed on the ground. They've yet to allow a quarterback touchdown, but Hurts more or less is like a hybrid running back of sorts, so we know how efficient he is there at the goal line, whether on maybe like a 5 or 6 yard scamper calling his own number, or with that tush push there in the city of brotherly shove. You look at Hurts, a 30.5% carry rate, one of the highest among quarterbacks in the NFL. He's averaging 2.4 red zone rush attempts per game, and he's already scored four times. So put all together, Jalen Hurts, anytime touchdown. Again, I think the Giants are going to be at least within sniffing distance, plus 17.5, simple two-legger, plus 130 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it. Bartender, bartender, pour us another edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go with a plus-size target whose role is expanding with Jackson Dart under center, and that is the G-Man's Theo Johnson. And I'm going over at 3.5 receptions. Add a little baby seduce rather juice there at plus 100. Even money at BetMGM. Yeah, Philadelphia, respectable, number 12. And drop back EPA defense this season. They're only giving up 3.8 receptions per game. So just barely over this line to the tight end position. But three tight ends have grabbed at least four passes against them. And again, you look at Theo Johnson on the year, 4.4 targets per game. But he is running around on 79.5% of his snaps played. A guy who has done this at a couple of games. He's had at least three receptions with Jackson Dart under center. So he's been over once, had six last week. The game before that, he had the trio. So hopefully he can at least split the difference and we cash. So numero cinco here on the Fade 5 Countdown, Thursday Night Football Edition, Theo Johnson over 3.5 catches plus 100 at BetMGM. Alandi, pay to follow.
Yes, give me the receptions on this one. I like it at the over. I love the fact. Love. So in love with the idea of being able to get this at even money at plus 100. I'm just getting greedy now after last night's hockey bets, I got to be honest. I digress. I think Theo Johnson gets this one done. Take it at the plus 100. And keep in mind, the only reason Brad included this was because he wanted to say Johnson.
That is correct. Hopefully he will not be flaccid.
Number four.
It took Lundy a minute to find the button because he's laughing his ass off. Numero Quattro here on the Fade of Five Thursday Night Football edition of the podcast. Let's throw a dart and hit a bullseye on rush yards. I'm going to go the alt market, Lundy. And I grabbed this at ESPN Bet. 40-plus rush yards, a standard number. I think it's down to like 35.5, 36.5 at a couple of shops. So great value on this at plus 110 there. At ESPN Bet, look at Dart. Again, make a lot of plays to the legs. He has called his own number 17 total times the last couple of weeks, going for 54 and 55 yards, respectively, in his back-to-back starts. I think it's going to be more of the same. He's averaging 5.74 yards per carry. And you look at Philadelphia. Yeah, they're top 13 in rush EPA defense. I've been rather stout there in the trenches, but they have given up 20.8 rush yards per game to the quarterback position. And you look as well now, only one quarterback has gone over this, and you look at the pressure rate. It's not off the charts, number 21, and pocket pressure percentage at 17.4%. But I think Jackson Dart is going to feel the heat. He has got to talk. He's got to run. They nicknamed him Vanilla Vic for a reason. He's not as explosive as Michael Vick, especially the Madden video game version. But even if he is half as such, I think he is going to get to the threshold needed, which is 40-plus rush yards. I think a point of emphasis tonight for Brian Daboll is run, run, and run some more. Try to beat Philadelphia at their own game. So numero quattro on the Thursday edition of the Fade 5, Jackson Dart. Hopefully going to be sharp and pointy on the ground. 40-plus rush yards, plus 110 at ESPN Bet. Landy, fade or follow?
Johnson, sharp and pointy. Yeah. We can tell where Brad's head's at here.
In right the gutter, now. Always.
It is always in the gutter. We also know that Brad will be 9 tequilas deep because that's probably the only way that this game is going to wind up being entertaining. I do think the Giants. I think the Giants could keep this within a touchdown. I like the fact that in your starter you went with the Giants +17.5 because I know everybody right now is taking advantage of the divisional game and thinking that the Giants will keep this within 7.5. I think Philadelphia is pissed off that they gave up 18 unanswered to my Denver Broncos last weekend, and they're going to come out and they're going to take it out on the Giants. Personally, that's just kind of my thought, but I think Jackson Dart's going to be running for his life. I think you should also be looking at his rush attempts as part of an SGP leg. For example, at DraftKings, if you want like six or more rush attempts, it's right around minus 250. Mm. So you could make that a part of an SGP if you want to, because the standard line for him on the rush attempts is 7.5. And if you take the over on that, you're going to get plus odds. I'd rather back it down to 6 and just make it a part of an SGP. But I think Brad's on here with the 40 plus.
Dashaway, Dashaway, Dashaway Dart.
Number three.
Numero Trey's here. Yeah. Fire. Hopefully he's going to catch that in the box score. That is one. Cam Scataboo. It is the Halloween season. I'm going to go 14-plus rush attempts at the all market there. I'm going to apply the boost at DraftKings. That's like a 50% Thursday night football boost. And all of a sudden, look at that. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Plus 171 for him to get 14 totes on the ground. I think he's going to achieve that. You look at Cam Scataboo. Jordan Renan, who writes for ESPN.com, penned a piece and said that he is the running back of the present and future. Yes, Tyrone Tracy is going to be active in this game, but he is more or less just a COP, change of pace back. Cam Scataboo is going to be the primary guy to lean on in early down situations. You look at what Philadelphia has given up this season. Now, they're number 13 in rush EPAD. No slouches there, but they're giving up 22.4 rush attempts per game in totality to the running back position. Now, how much of the opportunity share is Tracy really going to get? I'm thinking like maybe 20-25%. I think it's going to be a heavy dose of Cam Scataboo in an early and often running scheme deployed there by Brian Daboll. You look at what Scataboo has done here last couple of games. 25 carries a couple of weeks ago, 15 carries last week. And the other key note, last week he only played 68% of the snaps. So even if he does lose some of that snap work to Tyrone Tracy, like a third of it, I'm probably going to be on the field enough. Hopefully it will be a competitive game. I think it will be. I think the Giants got to cover the 7.5 or the 7, depending upon what number you have. The Giants have called run 43.4% of their plays this season. And again, a lot of those carries are going to go to the belly of Cam Scataboo. So I'm going to go a numero trace in the countdown. 14-plus rush attempts for the rookie out of Arizona State. Plus 171 at DraftKings with the boost. Lundy, sexy juice. Vader, follow.
Yeah, it is sexy juice. And let's also keep in mind, one of the things that the Broncos did last weekend against the Eagles in terms of trying to keep Philadelphia off the field is ran the ball 29 times. 20 of those went to J.K. Dobbins. So I think it's one of the, you know, sometimes the defensive play that you can make is to actually just keep the offense off the field and to keep Jalen Hurts from, you know, causing you pain, pun intended. So I would take advantage of this. The boost. Ooh, that's sexy.
Yeah, let's get seduced by the juice. Run away, Cam Scataboo.
All right. I guess I have a read I have to do, so let's go ahead and dive in right now.
You got to go to my website, fools. It's called thegamingjuice.com. It's absolutely free. Again, I don't charge you a penny. I don't charge you a dime. All of my fantasy football rankings at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end live there for NFL Week 6. All of my fantasy flames pieces are available as well at quarterback, or running back, wide receiver, slash tight end. Going to be posting the top props column a little bit later today, my top five player prop action ahead of the main slate of Week 6 NFL games, a college football forecast for Week 7 from Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, and Nate Jacobson is live on the site. Lundy's always free, transparent, and public spreadsheet. He's riding a heater in hockey. So what's he got on the ice tonight besides what he's already shared? Well, check out his spreadsheet on the side. Again, we're not charging a penny. My spreadsheet is living there. I think I have 7 tickets officially open for Thursday night football. You get it all. You can ask me a question. Click Ask Brad at the top of the screen. Fire it off, and I'll get to it at my leisure, at my convenience, usually within 24 hours. So, again, go to thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and Cash. ... Maybe.
Number 2.
All right, numero dos on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go with a Slim Reaper, and I think he is going to be wielding a sharpened scythe, especially the open field. Let's go with a one-catch cash here, Lundy. Devontae Smith, over 20.5 yards on his longest catch at a minus 115 juice there at BetMGM. Here's the good news. Look, this offense has been ultra-conservative this year, but remember, they had the closed-door players
players only meeting a few days ago, and they came out of that meeting and said, all right, I guess it's time for Jalen Hurts to uncork down the field. And they did exactly that against Lundy's Denver Broncos. Now, they caught the L late in that game. But ultimately, the air yards are far more impressive for Jalen Hurts. He was number 11 among all qualifying quarterbacks in that category. Devontae Smith had a monster game, much to my displeasure. Because remember, I bet the under, and Lundy said, fade the living daylights out of Evans. He doesn't know what he's doing. Riley Moss is going to get cooked. Indeed, Riley Moss got cooked in that game by the Slim Reaper himself. I think that momentum is going to carry over to Thursday Night Football. The Giants, number 18, a dropback EPA defense. But most importantly, you look at Devontae Smith. He lines up in the slot around 55% of the time, which means he's going to get a ton of Andrew Phillips in coverage, who is allowed as a slot DB the most yards of any slot defensive back in the NFL, the fifth most yards of any DB overall. And you look to Smith, I think the air yard is going to climb. He's only averaging 10.9 yards per catch. However, he has gone for at least a 21-yard or longer catch three times. I think he's going to make it four tonight. So numero dos on the Fade 5 countdown, Devontae Smith, over 20.5 yards on the longest reception, minus 115 at BetMGM. Good, sir. Fade or follow?
Well, I faded the living shit out of you last week when you were trying to go after this guy on the under. You should have listened to me. You should. I hope some folks on this
pod listened
to me, but it was one, man, I'm telling you, dude just gets burned. That's what happens to Riley Moss. And so you just need to be prepared for that until they can figure out, like, you spent a first round pick on Jahdae Barron. Why the isn't he out there on the field yet? Anyway, we'll talk about that some other time. Anyway, I play the over on this one. I also have another longest catch prop, Brad, coming up in bonus time.
Oh,
that I just sit back in the chair like this, and I'm just like, oh, feed me money.
And I got to say this, Lundy, hand check for our video audience.
Number one.
Numero uno on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 podcast. We needed a one-catch cash for the Slim Reaper to hopefully count our winnings. And I think that same logic applies to my top play of Giants and Eagles, Jahan Dotson, over 8.5 receiving yards. A little bit heavier juice, but I'm willing to pay it at a minus 120 there at BetMGM. Again, I already gave you the information about the Giants. Let me go and recap it. Number 18 in dropback EPA defense. 18 wide receivers have at least booked 9 receiving yards against them so far this season. Going to see a lot of flot and coverage. Who's given up 12.1 yards per catch and a 66.7% catch rate. And on top of that, you look at Jahan Dotson. Yeah, he's only averaging 2 targets per game. So we may only take the one catch. Maybe the only catch he gets the entire game. But he is running 25 routes per contest. He has gone over this prop a couple of times this season, averaging over 15 yards per catch. His specialty is on some of those explosive pass plays down the field. So hopefully Jalen Hurts, on maybe the only target, or maybe he'll get another one, connects with him on that big chunk gainer down the field, and it's a sweat-free cash. I'm banking on it. Number one on the Thursday night edition of the Fade 5 podcast, Jahan Dotson, over just 8.5 receiving yards at a minus 120 at BetMGM. Lundy, fade or follow?
I got to pick something to fade you on. The problem is I like a lot of these.
Yeah.
So I, you know, like last week it was easy to fade you because, I mean, I think I faded you on 3 out of the 5 last Friday. Something like that. Maybe I was just in a pissy mood. Maybe you owed me money and hadn't paid me yet or something.
That's valid.
It's a possibility. It's the reason why if you need anything from Brad, don't ask Brad, ask his wife, because she'll be the one to keep everything organized.
Correct.
All right, fine. I'll follow you on this one. We will go 5 for 5 in this Thursday night edition, which means we're screwed.
Yeah, fade, and fade some more. What are some other highly fadeable opportunities? Well, we're about to share in bonus time. Whether you're going to go back to the ice there in the NHL, where you're riding that heater, whether you want more action Thursday night football, looking ahead of the weekend, I will allow it. The MLB postseason, oh, my Cubs nearly ended my life last night, and I have to experience that yet again at Wrigley Field, trying to knot it up and get one more chance in Milwaukee. So, Lundy, what do you have for our audience? And hopefully your picks aren't going to suck.
Well, I hope not either. I will say this. I'm waiting on a couple of goaltenders to be confirmed for tonight. So, folks, make sure you keep an eye on the spreadsheet. Again, go to thegamingjuice.com. The spreadsheet lives there. You'll find the link to it on there. So there's some of the NHL picks that I have not made yet for this evening because I'm waiting to confirm who's going to be between the pipes. But I will share another two-leg money line with you that comes in almost the same as the last one. The last one was plus 129 there on the plus bus. This one's at plus 126. And that's on the early slate. So these are 7 o'clock Eastern time starts. Give me the Florida Panthers again to pick up the victory at home, back to back home games to be able to get the season started for them. They won on Wednesday night against the Blackhawks, and I think they'll do it again. And then let's stay in America's Wang. That is where the Ottawa Senators will be to take on the Tampa Bay Lightning, and I think the Lightning pick up the victory as well. If you just take the two Florida teams and slap them together on the money line, the Panthers and the Lightning, you put that together again, plus 126, nice and simple on that one. The other one that I want you to take advantage of, I mentioned the fact that I wanted to throw another longest reception opportunity for you. This one is not the standard longest reception. This is actually basically a game prop, if you will. You find it under the receiving props on DraftKings, and it is this: for AJ Brown to have a 30 plus yard reception is plus 160. Couple of reasons why I like this. First and foremost, the players only, that wasn't really players only, it was just like a handful of them getting together to talk, involved AJ Brown. And the guy didn't do jack nor squat against my Broncos last weekend. I think the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And I also think the law of averages catch up when you're talking about one of the best receivers in the NFL. So I think Jalen Hurts can uncork one to him. The Giants have given up a reception of at least 30 yards in all 5 games this season. Wow. It's happened to them every time. Sometimes it's been a receiver, sometimes it's been a running back, but they have given up a 30 yard plus reception in every single game this season. So in my opinion, it's either going to be AJ Brown or it's going to be Devonta Smith. It's going to be one of those two. AJ, again, at DraftKings to have a 30-yard or more reception, plus 160. You want to flip it the other way. Devonta Smith is plus 300 for the exact same bet. So you can take your pick on that one. I believe AJ Brown, and again, the law of averages, I think, is going to come back. I think he's going to come back off of what was a dud of a game, much like Saquon Barkley, but I'm not buying the Saquon Barkley bets. I know how popular it is. Everybody's in the he's due category. I ain't buying it on Saquon tonight, folks. Go find something else to spend your money on. Again, lots more hockey bets will be posted up on the spreadsheet as soon as we confirm some starting goaltenders. But for now, this guy has got to jump on a radio station in a moment. So let's kick it over to Brad for bonus time.
All right, bonus time. Let's start with the Team Huevos parlay play. Let's go with a Joe Public offering, as Lundy just laid out. All Saquon practically all the time on the same game parlay. Saquads, anytime touchdown. Saquads, 70-plus rush yards. Saquads, 15-plus rush attempts. And here's the curveball. Dallas Goedert, that's not Saquads. Well, all I need is 2 receptions. And we get to plus 134 there at ESPN Bet. Now, Saquon Barkley has been a massive disappointment on a per-touch basis, to say the least, averaging 3.2 yards per carry, though he's still seeing 85% of the opportunity share. He's at least gotten 15 rush attempts 4 times this season. The touchdowns have been somewhat infrequent, but he has scored 3 times. He's got the 17 red zone touches, 2.24 yards after contact per attempt, only forcing 6 missed tackles. And his former employer there in the Giants, man, they have really struggled in terms of the trench defense. Number 30 in rush EPAD. They're giving up 5.61 yards per carry, 106.6 rush yards per game just to running backs. And they Goddard, who's gotten I think this and every single game will just continue the streak. I just need a pair of receptions. So again, a recap, the team Huevos parlay play, Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown, Saquon 70 plus rush yards, Saquon 15 plus rush attempts. If you're sick of Saquon, that's why I threw in the fourth leg, Dallas Goedert, 2+ receptions. Again, that's a cool +134 there at ESPN Bet. Elsewhere, bonus time. I got two quick bets remaining at Thursday Night Football. I took Devontae Smith over 49.5 receiving yards. That was yesterday at -115. That might be creeping up. If you don't like Jahan Dotson and maybe you want to save a yard, well, just take him on the over 7.5 yards longest catch. Again, I think he's going to catch a ball. More than likely, it's going to be for 10 yards or greater. So if you believe in that narrative, just go ahead and grab that. And it's at also a -120 juice on Jahan Dotson, over 7.5 yards on longest grab at a -115 or 110 there at BetMGM. Two looking ahead props. So we're going to have a ton more in the Friday edition of the Fade 5. Keenan Allen already grabbed on the over 53.5 receiving yards. What the hell are the books doing? Guy gets 60 practically every week. He is eclipsed 60 in 4 of 5. He's averaging 8.8 targets per game. And he gets the Dolphins, or number 30 in dropback EPA defense. Absolutely love that prop. And then the last one for you, if you want more juice, so you can get seduced by that juice, Xavier Leggett scored his first touchdown of the season last week. I think he's going to extend the streak to 2 games, +240 anytime touchdown at DraftKings. He's taking on the Cowpokes. Need I say more? They're number 31 in dropback EPA defense. They've allowed 10 wide receiver touchdowns this year. Good chance he goes back-to-back contests with ATD. All right, I'm out of breath, and we're out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Fade or follow us, follow Lundy on X or the Twitter at Nate Lundy. You can follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Check out his awesome spreadsheet, another bunch of hockey picks and some other action as well. Again, ride that heater, Lundy. Go ahead and exploit the books. Check that out, thegamingjuice.com. Check out my spreadsheet, also at The Gaming Juice. And also sign up at our partners, Betalytics, and check out all of their projections, all their offerings. Use promo code JUICE. Again, that's promo code JUICE for 25% off today for the outstanding, lovely, and handsome, and also white hot and hockey, Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Get him, Lundy. Get him.